The following program has been paid for by TD Touchpoints. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KFYI or iHeartMedia. This is the Carol Royce Real Estate Radio Show on News Talk 550 KFYI.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Carol Royce and I'm here with you every single Sunday afternoon. I am in the studio with Joshua Collum. Hello there, Joshua.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Hey, Josh, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in our luxury real estate market in Arizona. And by that, it's primarily, Josh, Scottsdale Paradise Valley, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although we do have some pretty remarkable things going on in the East Valley, too.
That we do. I mean, every city has some semblance of luxury, but Scottsdale and Paradise Valley are pretty synonymous with Arizona luxury.
So I was just doing some research last week, and do you know we have 22 houses on the market right now at $20 million or more.
That's amazing.
22 of them at $20 million or more. Who would have thought that we would have ultra, ultra luxury on the market in Maricopa County?
I mean, I always watch those shows on, you know, HGTV and Bravo where they're showing that LA and New York with those price points. But no, seeing it in Arizona is astounding because I know, you know, 10, 15 years ago, even just seeing a house that sold for $3 million was staggering for us.
It was like, wow. Well, you know, one of the things that I've noticed too, Josh, in these really high-end homes is, of course, the square footage is just over the top. But you know what people are looking for today in so many of these high-end luxury homes? They're looking for garages. I know you were sharing with me the other day one on the market that had a 12-car garage.
Yeah, it's currently being built, but it's amazing. This house is $30,600,000. And like you said, 12-car garage, it's going to be all glass. And I think, you know, with Arizona being where Barrett Jackson is, we have a lot of car collectors out here
and a lot
of people who, you know, have the funds to have a $30 million house, probably have a few cars as well.
Well, that's true. And many of them are car collectors, and I would think that you're absolutely right. Many of them do attend Barrett Jackson and are even tempted more to buy more of these cars. You know, that $30 million house that you talked about, it will be ready in 2025, but it sits at the top of a hill. And you know what I love about that? As they're looking down into the valley, they see all those beautiful city lights, but all of the Phoenix Mountain Preserve, too. We've got some iconic views in Maricopa County.
It's stunning. And I mean, once you, you know, get into that ultra luxury, it's really common to see the open air spaces and it really brings the outside in and just the architectural design there. I'm thrilled that we do have this product out here and we're seeing more and more of it even in, you know, ultra luxury condos and townhomes. Arizona just is starting to have so much product, which in that luxury foreground anyway.
I know. So our luxury market here is doing very well. We have more on the market than we've had recently. So sellers are beginning to put these beautiful properties on the market. Prices, Josh, are going up in that high-end market. Days on market are staying pretty darn firm, meaning meaning that typically in 90 days or less, you can get a high-end home sold. Now, some of these ultra luxuries, $30 million, $28 million, might take a little bit longer, right?
It's more of a niche buyer at that point. I mean, I wish I had the funds myself, but hey, I know that a lot of these agents out there, you know, they're trying to find those buyers, and it does take longer.
You know, we have one in Gilbert, Arizona, too. Now, who would think? Gilbert, Arizona. I grew up in Gilbert, Arizona. It was the land of dairy farms, orange groves, alfalfa fields, right? And today, there is a house in Gilbert for $20 million. You know, one of the things, Josh, that I liked about it, well, it has a go-kart track. But one of the things that I loved about it is there's a 4,000-square-foot day spa in your house. Can you even imagine?
No, I mean, it's astounding what people are doing. And I think, you know, obviously, after COVID and what we went through, I think a lot of people want more of the fun amenities in their house. So a go-kart track or a day spa. I think, you know, it's a neat way to have a lot of these amenities and not having to leave the house. And I would do it if I could.
Well, for golfers, it even has a golf simulator. Yes, you can play golf. You can go to the spa. Then you can go play golf. Then you can get on your go-kart and you can ride around on your go-kart. Then if you're an archer in this very house, we're still talking about this very house, there's an archery place where you can go shoot your bow and arrow, right? I mean to tell you, you know, these are things that you would normally see in California. These mm-hmm. are things that you would normally see the movie stars and the professional athletes. And now they're right here in our backyard in beautiful Arizona.
The interesting thing is, how do you really define a lot of these pricings? So I know that here at the Carol Royce team, we do work with a luxury appraiser.
No, I don't know.
And again, that buyer is going to be niche, and how you go through a transaction like that is going to be different from your standard sale for sure. But yeah, I'm thrilled that we do have that product out there. And Arizona is becoming, you know, a place of destination for a lot of people. I think we've got a lot of the LA developers coming out this way.
We do.
And it's exciting to say the least.
Well, California, with that crazy luxury tax that's going into place, mm-hmm. if you sell a high-end home, you're going to have to leave a lot of that money. The mansion tax in the state of California. So a lot of people are leaving before that really comes into play and coming here to Arizona. And let me tell you, come on over. The weather's fine. We have 22 homes you could take a look at for $20 million or more. And that should satisfy the lust of that millionaire real estate buyer, right?
I would think so.
Hey, Josh, a little bit later, too, we're gonna be talking to one of our favorite clients, mm-hmm. David Earhart. He's going to come in and talk to us a little bit because he started a new company, which is a kind of a ministry. Mm-hmm. But because David has been and his family have been such an integral part of the Carol Royce team, I met his parents about 15 years ago. They had a beautiful high-end home for sale in Tempe. It sat on the market, didn't sell. So they called me. And guess what, Josh? I got it sold.
That you did.
Got it sold. Found them a new house.
I remember that house very well.
Got them a new house. And then they referred David and some of their other children to us. So, you know, it's like our family serving their family.
Mm-hmm. We've helped multiple generations here at the Carol Royce team. But with David, it's been amazing because I've helped him purchase a home. And then we just recently sold that home. And, you know, each time we were able to negotiate strong terms on his behalf. In the case of the one that we just sold, that happened in December, it wasn't quite a luxury price point, but we did. It was in Gilbert for $750,000. First week in the market, we had the right buyer. We went through the transaction. Minimal repairs were asked, and everyone was super happy. But, you know, with David's situation, we explored, you know, some cash offers out mm-hmm. there. And ultimately, what worked for best for him was finding a buyer who was going to live in the home.
Oh, because that was a great family mm-hmm. home he raised. I mean, he moved there to get into a better school district because he wanted his kids in the best school district. Mm-hmm. And then again, when the kids graduated, he called you back up again.
That he did. And we got that home sold very quick. We were actually able to move the closing date sooner. So everything just worked out beautifully. I helped him find a new place on the back end. So the timing was perfect. And I know that when David, you know, once the kids were moving out, he was an empty nester there for a little bit. And he was kind of waiting for the market to be the right mm-hmm. time. And I think a lot of buyers out there kind of have fear. They're trying to time the market.
Cannot time the real estate market.
No.
I don't think you can time the stock market. There are certain things that you cannot time. You cannot time the real estate market or the stock market. Here's what I say. If it's time for you to make a move based on your lifestyle, make the move. Mm-hmm. Make the move. The real estate market will catch up. Interest rates will come up. Interest rates will go down. But you need to do what's best for your personal situation. Everything else will work out.
It will. And we've always said it that, you know, between the rates doing what they're doing, buyers have kind of sidelined themselves. Sellers don't want to move because they don't want to lose the rate that they currently have. But at a certain point, it became, you know, a compromise for David to be in that house. And again, we can't time the market, but we know what your goals are, what you're looking to do, and we're here to help you realize that.
So lifestyle matters.
Mm-hmm. And
lifestyle
that's exactly matters. What we were able to do for David mm-hmm. and his family.
Mm-hmm. Lifestyle matters. You know, I was talking with a young couple the other day, and they wanted to wait. They wanted to sit on the fence because mom and dad said that they should wait. And mm-hmm. I said, maybe not. We know what the prices are today. Housing prices always go up, Josh. They may come down, but only for a short amount of time. Then they stabilize, and they go right back up again. Mm-hmm. So I think the best thing to do, again, if your lifestyle, if you need to get out of an apartment, if you're tired of paying rent, if you want to get a bigger house because you're expecting the second or a third child, go ahead and make that decision and move forward.
Definitely. I mean, I've got some friends who are getting married this year and they're expecting kids, and they're already starting to have the conversation of, you know, we both have our own houses. We're living in one. Do we rent them out? Do we sell them and buy bigger? What's the plan? And I think it's always a conversation to be had. But I told them, I mean, obviously, if you can keep them and rent them out, keep that, build the wealth through the ownership of those houses, buy your next one. But part of them did have that hesitation. You know, we don't know what the market's doing, what it's going to be next year. And I said, we can never time the market again. I wish we had that crystal ball and knew what it was going to do.
But we don't.
But when it is time for you guys to find that next house, I'm here with you for every step of the way.
That's right.
And we can figure it out. We can get you in touch with great lenders and, you know, take out that part of the puzzle, that mystery, and, you know, find the house that's perfect for you. And they're looking in that Scottsdale range, probably McCormick or Ganey Ranch. So I'm excited for them. But yeah, they're of the mind now that they're not going to just make one of the houses work. They're excited for that process.
That is right. Hey, this is Carol Royce. I'm here with you every single Sunday afternoon. I've got good news. If you are in that 20 million plus price range, we've got 22 homes that we can show you. That is exciting news. That is very exciting news. And anything under that price range, obviously. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with David Earhart. Then, Josh, we've got our favorite designer in studio, Nadia Simon's going to be here talking about some of the latest trends and design. And Nadia brings a wealth of information. And it's so much fun to have Nadia in the studio.
Definitely. I mean, she's been in my house. I love what she does. She's helped us here at this office. If you watch our videos online, you'll see this beautiful studio that we're in, and that was all thanks to Nadia. So if you've got any questions about design or curious what those trends are, you're going to want to stay tuned.
Absolutely.
If you have been listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show right here on 550 KFYI, you can always reach us at carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com or 480-776-5231. Stay tuned.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I'm your hostess here every single Sunday afternoon. And I'm in the studio with Joshua Collum today. And how are you?
Doing awesome. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
A beautiful Sunday afternoon. And we have a very special guest. David, I have known you and your family for years.
Nearly two decades.
And David, you are the founder of Christianity Engaged and Hundredfold Marketing LLC, and we're going to get into both of those, but I'm wondering, David, why is it important for you to be out there and to found a company called Christianity Engaged? What is that?
It's a nonprofit Christian online ministry that shares the gospel and encourages believers around the world.
You know, I was coming through our church last Sunday, and I was amazed at how few cars there were in the parking lot. And when I got into the service, they had a Zoom camera set up, so they were Zooming the service. And I'm thinking, David, that that's becoming more and more popular. Now you're on your smartphone, and you're watching a service. You could be reading a book. But what, again, Christianity Engaged, you do videos?
We do. We have over 50 high-quality, pretty high production quality videos with animation and motion graphics available on YouTube and our website. And we have a social media ministry as well. We encourage believers around the world 3 to 5 times a week.
And so what are your videos about? What are you doing?
Early on, we started off with some apologetics type videos, but we've really gained a lot of traction by encouraging believers. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk about the gospel. We'll talk about, well, we have one video that provided an overview of the entire Bible in 17 minutes. A lot of research went into that one. So a lot of different types of videos. One talks on God's favor. Most recently, we're in a fully animated series called The Christian Life 101. Mm-hmm. And it walks through 4 verses in the book of Galatians called The Galatians Road that provide a roadmap for how to live the Christian life.
Amen. So your audience then, is your audience targeted for the believer? Are you looking for the person that doesn't know the Gospels?
I would love to reach more people that don't know. And early on, that was the target. Mm-hmm. But what we found is it's really hard to build momentum when you provide faith-based content and your target audience doesn't have faith. And so now we've made a subtle shift where we're really targeting believers, but we still share the gospel in a lot of videos. And we try to have those videos be a tool that believers can share with their non-believing friends and family. But when when you reach people that are of faith, they're just more likely to like and share and do all the things that, help the growth, you know. And so, plus, you know, these videos cost money. We need support. And so at some level, you have to be reaching people that are on board with your cause. But we do try to make them shareable to non-believers in almost every video.
So, Josh, you're a younger person than I am because I am your grandmother.
Yes.
So you know about these things. You mm-hmm. watch these videos. You share them because I get you sharing things with me from mm-hmm. time to time. And I go, what is that Josh sharing this with me for? But in any event, that is the way, Josh, that your generation, especially, you communicate.
Yeah, it's definitely a powerful tool, and you're doing such an important thing out there. I mean, I feel like a lot of my generation is a little desensitized to just content nowadays. They want things in short, concise pieces. And, you know, maybe the whole church format is really not how they're geared to taking in that information anymore. Mm. And so to get the word out there, what you're doing is fantastic.
It is. And so David, here's what I know, because I also do video, and I've got a great videographer, and his name is Jacob, that you really have to capture that audience because people don't have an attention span.
So, absolutely.
So how, just your most popular video, how would that start?
Well, the most popular one is probably one of the longer ones. Typically, okay. I would say as a general rule, though, we try to have a video less than 10 minutes.
Yes,
absolutely. We try to have an introduction mm-hmm. that will capture your attention mm-hmm. quickly. Mm-hmm. We try to utilize motion graphics and animation. So oftentimes, I try to take the information that you might receive in a 40-minute sermon mm-hmm. and concatenate it down to the key essential points mm-hmm. and try to give the viewer the same level of retention mm-hmm. in 5 to 10 minutes.
That's
and
amazing.
And so to do that, you mm-hmm. need to have a combination of motion graphics mm-hmm. that are mm-hmm. that summarize a lot of information quickly, combined with the written word and the spoken word, so that they're not just hearing, but they're also seeing and they're also thinking and they're digesting content in various ways throughout the video.
So you are a producer of sorts, right?
Absolutely.
You're coming up with the ideas. Do you have a staff? Do you have a committee that helps you?
Absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. I have a wonderful board
okay.
of directors. I have mm-hmm. an advisory board, which consists of a pastor and a missionary. Mm-hmm. A lot of my board has entrepreneurs and mm-hmm. business people. Mm-hmm. And then I have two post-production experts that do my animation and motion graphics. I have a camera operator, someone who comes and does the makeup and gets ready for camera on that day. For the social media ministry, I have a content writer. I have two graphic designers.
Wow.
I have a social media coordinator.
Business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It takes a lot to, I mean, we've reached over 250 million people in over 100 countries.
Oh my gosh. And yeah. So then are they in various languages? Of course they would have to be.
It's actually all English so far. My heart is to expand into new languages soon. So right now it's over 100 countries, but the content is only in English. Obviously, on certain platforms like YouTube, you can get it subtitled mm-hmm. Into other languages. Mm-hmm. But particularly on YouTube, we found that, you know, there's people viewing some of our videos. The numbers may not be high, but they're there. And they're viewing these videos in places of the world where my passport couldn't go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah. Good.
And where the gospel is significantly exactly. restricted, if not prohibited.
Hey, yeah. If you're hearing us today, I am in the studio today with David Earhart, and he's the founder of Christianity Engaged. And do you operate on donations? Do people support you like that, David? How do you raise money to do this? Because when you just mentioned your staff and everybody it takes behind the scenes to do this, that costs money.
I'm glad you asked. Fundraising has been the challenge. We have a wonderful board that is big thinkers, and mm-hmm. we have a lot of ideas for different ways to reach people online. Mm-hmm. And fundraising has been the limiting factor. We've also wanted to expand into other languages. So we've sort of been capped at our current level of operations, which mm-hmm. is wonderful. God is mm-hmm. doing great things mm-hmm. through, you know, about a video a month and about mm-hmm. three or so social media posts a week. But fundraising has been the limiting factor. And I did some initial estimates early on that I thought were very conservative in terms of viewership mm-hmm. and what percentage of mm-hmm. people might support the ministry. But what I found is if someone walks into a church, they just know that it takes money to keep those doors open.
That's right.
When people consume content on YouTube or social yes. media, they just don't think to That's support right. those ministries. Mm-hmm. And so we've had to think outside the box. We've tried to get grant funding and do a lot of other things that hasn't really hit. So one of the best ways that we're funding the ministry, quite honestly, is my other company. It's a for-profit company called Hundredfold Marketing LLC, and that's where we take all of the learnings that we have over 6+ years of targeting a global Christian audience on YouTube and on social media, and there's some other things with some website traffic that we've done through Google Ad Grants that we can help nonprofits with. And we help churches and other organizations be successful online. And the majority of those proceeds are donated right back to fund the ministry of Christianity Engaged.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, Josh, that's a lot, isn't it?
It is. But again, you're doing such amazing work in getting the word out there. And it's so amazing that we are in a time where we can use social media to our advantage to really, you know, reaching, what'd you say, 250 million?
Imagine if the Apostle Paul had the technology and tools available to us today.
Oh, my word. You know, right?
And so I just want to be a faithful steward of all that we have available to us and utilize it. Ever since COVID, there's so many churches that are putting their content online.
That's true.
But then if you go and look at their YouTube channels, many of them don't have more subscribers than their congregation. They just haven't. They haven't figured it out in terms of how to reach people online, and that's what we want to help change.
So if you're a church and you're hearing us today, if you're a member of a church and you're hearing us today, if you have a heart for sharing the gospel, how best, David, could they reach you?
Go to hundredfoldmarketing.com, and they can contact us through our website. We can schedule a free consultation. And one thing I always offer is I'm happy to take two of their best past sermons and develop a number of campaigns to promote them absolutely free. They just pay for the ad spend and Google ads. And so far, I've never had a client or a prospect do that and not end up working with me.
Or they can always, Josh, they can always call us. You can call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. And we are more than happy to put you in touch with David Earhart.
Yeah, we'd love to get you connected. You can go to our website as well, carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll get you connected.
And that's
awesome.
100.
Thanks, you guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Hundredfoldmarketing.com.
That's right.
That's right. And so do that. Do reach out. Do watch. Where can they see your videos? Can they see them there, David?
ChristianityEngaged.org.
ChristianityEngaged.org.
Subscribe to Christianity Engaged, and then all of our social media content is available on Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect. Okay. Do you have room to help more churches if somebody out there is listening to us?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. That's
wonderful.
We're going to work with a limited number of churches, but we do have room to support some more. And I'm just honored and humbled to do it, you know, because at first I was a little unsure how promoting these 40-minute sermons would be compared to doing my videos, which have a lot of animation and motion graphics. Mm-hmm. But what we found is there is a global audience that is hungry for solid biblical teaching.
I agree.
And these churches are getting strong watch time, and it's wonderful. So even though it's not my content, it's still very much a part of my mission. Mm-hmm. And it's just wonderful to partner with these churches and help them reach people all over the world.
Well, David, I think the world is hungry. I think we're heading in a direction that many of us feel in this country, especially, that isn't the right direction. And we need more light to shine down into this world. We need more gospel. We need the word of God to come into our lives, into our churches, into our schools, into our day-to-day living with our families. So I want to say thank you from the Carol Royce team for taking this on, Christianity Engaged and Hundredfold Marketing. Hey, listen, this is Carol Royce. I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. I am in the studio today with Josh Cullum and David Earhart. It's been our pleasure. We're going to take a short break in just a minute. We're going to come back, and Josh, we're going to talk about that local Arizona real estate market. Is it up or is it down?
We'll give you all the info. You're going to want to stay tuned. You can always reach us at carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com, or give us a call at 480-776-5231. Stay tuned.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. Hey, Vicki, the purpose of the show, the purpose that we come to the studio every Sunday, is so that we can bring local Arizona real estate information to our listeners. And that includes all kinds of things. And today it includes the talents of Nadia Simon, who is a fabulous designer, correct?
Correct.
And Nadia, as you all know, because we brag about this all the time, we sold Mr. James T. Harris his beautiful, beautiful house in Smokin' Hot. And that house wasn't beautiful when we sold it to him. I walked into that house and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, who would buy this?
It had location.
It had location.
And it had great bones.
And great bones.
That's all you need. bones.
Well, I had zero vision. I walked into that house and I thought, this bathroom is so small, you can't even turn around in it. And, you know, we ladies like our space in our bathrooms, our masters. But James T. said, okay, this is a house because they love the location that we could buy. But now what do we do? And Vicki, you said, you call Nadia.
And so Nadia came out to that house and did some amazing things.
Yes. So obviously he's amazing to work with, and Smokin' Hot is amazing. But yes, I met them. I walked through the house, and obviously when you first meet me, you're going to notice that I get really quiet because I'm thinking.
You're thinking.
And so, I redid their main house and then had to recreate their whole landscaping and their guest house and casita area and redid everything and made it look completely different. So it still has the great charm that it had, but it's way more accessible for their family, more space, updated. It's stunning.
So tell me about that master bathroom. I'm sure you did some things in there because that was the thing that I just couldn't get by.
So they had an old-fashioned sunken tub in the ground where you step down.
It's called a Roman tub.
I don't know what it was called, but when I walked in, I said no. And it was very choppy. The walls were very choppy. You walk in and you walk into the sunken tub. It didn't make any sense. So, yes, we busted walls down and created a double vanity, which was nice, bright, open. Mm-hmm. And then now they have a nice big walk-in shower that they can walk in. And you have like six shower heads, I believe we have in the shower.
Gosh. If I remember right, there was a big oversized, I mean, we're talking like a walk-in closet size toilet room.
It was awful.
And now that's where the shower is.
It's awful. So the shower now, it's, yes. So
and
now the
shower's
actually,
unbelievable.
Yeah. And they actually now have a his and her closet because Smokin' Hot needed a space to put all of our clothes.
All women do.
She's got a gorgeous closet now and they've got some great space. They've got a coffee bar in that bathroom now. And
oh my gosh.
Their shower is unbelievable. So that's what's really cool because you can put five or six people in there and have a conversation if you wanted to. But it's really nice. We use big, huge slabs in his shower and they're stunning. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Very good. And so then I heard you say guest casita. Did you design a guest casita?
Yes.
Because there wasn't one there.
There was not one there.
Okay.
And they have a growing family, so they needed space. So
they have a grandbaby.
They do.
Yes.
He's adorable. So we did created a guest quarters for them. And then I did a whole landscape design, worked with different landscape companies, and we did a big landscape design and
a
beautiful casita, beautiful cabana area for the pool and barbecue spa. And it's great. So it's really a great home for their family to enjoy. And it's stunning. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that is so, so great. And I'm glad that they're enjoying that because, again, when I saw the house, I'm going, okay, I don't know about this.
We could see the vision.
Yes.
When Smokin' Hot and I were talking back and forth about what could happen.
Yes.
But then when I went through while it was under construction and then after the remodel was done and saw what Nadia did in there.
Amazing.
It was just wow.
It was amazing.
It's beautiful. I mean, the bones of the home were beautiful. I mean, the architecture was great. It just didn't have the proper setting. I mean, there was so much that you could do in that home, but the master bathroom, I think, was the biggest, and their kitchen was the biggest transformation. Which
they had the space.
They had the space.
It just wasn't designed properly.
Right. And for that home, that area, it needed to be opened up so he could see the views and enjoy. Again, it's a family home and it's something for them all to enjoy and open. And now he can see the grandkids outside. And
nice.
It's beautiful.
Well, that's just absolutely awesome. So Nadia, let's get back a little bit to trends. And I'm sure that you've done a lot of others. And we'll call James T a celebrity. He's a celebrity. I would think that closet didn't need to be that big. It just needs a cowboy hat.
A poncho.
And space for his boots.
And space for his boots, right?
And
right.
He has all that now.
that's really great. What else are you seeing on trends of today? What about lighting? Is lighting important in a house?
You know, a lot of ambient lighting. I like to use lamps. I like to use things that you have on your tables. Yes, overhead lighting, can lighting, still mm-hmm. great. I like to put everything on dimmers so that it doesn't have to be so bright in the house. But, you know, after a long day at work, you just want to turn a little lamp on and just mm-hmm. relax and have your TV going or just mm-hmm. have music going. You don't want all this bright light everywhere. So I like to use lamps. I love chandeliers. I love pendant lighting, anything like that, and just have that on as your focal point. Or I like to call it jewelry hanging from your ceiling, having something like that. But the overhead lighting, you know, your typical can lights, I like to kind of keep those dim mm-hmm. and use more of the structural beautiful pieces for your lighting.
You know, that is one way, Vicki and Nadia, that you can update a house without spending a fortune mm-hmm. is lighting. I just have noticed that some of our clients, Vicki, that's what we suggest when we go into their homes. If we could change the kitchen lighting, the pendant lighting, if we could change the entryway lighting, and the bathroom lighting, you don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, and it can really update your home.
I mean, there's a lot of things that can mm-hmm. update your home. I mean, you don't have to do a full remodel to
right.
update your home.
Right.
You know, I could come in and do a walkthrough with you and tell mm-hmm. you probably three things to update your home right mm-hmm. now without spending a fortune. So, and lighting is huge. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's used to those big, heavy, thick wrought iron chandeliers. Get those out of here. We don't need that anymore. So just changing that out to something simple and clean line would make a huge difference. And again, putting yeah. paint, mm-hmm. huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like when Josh bought his first home. Mm-hmm. You came over and really transformed that older home and made it look cool and hip. And he's always entertaining over there. And the funny thing is now when I go to Home Goods, sometimes you send me pictures and go, Josh needs that as a gift for his house. But now when I go, I find cool, trendy things that I go, this would look amazing in his house because it just has a hip, young vibe, which is really cool.
Well, he is hip and he is young. And for you to redo his house again, Josh was on a budget. Mm-hmm. And so the things that you did really transformed it in. And it's a comfortable home, but it's a home where he can bring his friends in and they just feel great. And it's always party at Josh's.
That's right.
He's got a great home. I mean, and older homes are great to work with. I mean, mm-hmm. I live in a historic home, so... Mm-hmm. And everyone always says, well, your house must be this, and it's not. I mean, if you come to my home, I'm cozy. It's comfortable. It is not clean all the time because I have two teenage daughters.
Right.
But again, it's something that's simple. And yes, I have all my walls, my baseboards, everything is painted all the same color. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't just design multi-million dollar homes.
Right.
I can design older homes and I can design, you know, your condos or say, for instance, you're getting ready to sell with you. Let me come in there and help you spruce it up just a little bit to mm-hmm. get it ready to go on the market. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to spend a fortune to do that.
Right.
So again, there's two, three things that you can change that could make a huge difference.
So what about window coverings? What about draperies versus shades versus plantation shutters? Are we still seeing plantation shutters?
Shutters are good. Again, I'll probably get some backlash on this. I'm not a big drapery person. Mm-hmm. In the right setting, they're good. But for people to use them for closing windows and things like that, no. I'm a big fan of stationary panels mm-hmm. to have on the sides of your windows.
Right.
I think that's great. Shutters are great. Again, I like everything one color. So if you do your shutters, do them the same color as your wall so they go away, makes it look bigger.
Right.
But, you know, some people still like the wood shutters, and that's okay. I do like the flat panels, draperies that go down, anything that's simple or the honeycombs. And mm-hmm. a lot of people are going to everything that's automated so you don't have to sit there and do the crank.
Right. Right.
So automation is great these
days.
You did
automation in my home, mm-hmm. which is wonderful.
Well, the other thing Nadia did in your home, Vicki, your shutters were wood. I mean, they were a dark wood color, mm-hmm. right? Correct?
Correct.
And when you walked into Vicki's family room kitchen area and that dark wood shutters hit you, mm-hmm. and then when you had them painted the same color as the wall, that room just expanded.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars
yes.
because having custom shutters made for the size of the windows that you had—
Right.
Mm-hmm. would have cost a fortune. And
yes.
so all we did is take them down and have them sanded and painted and put them right back up.
Oh, they're beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Their shutters, I mean, you've got the beautiful wood shutters, but your attention is not drawn to the shutter now. Mm-hmm. It's drawn to your other pieces in the house, and the shutters are just a compliment. But if they'd stayed that dark wood stain that they were,
right.
that would be the first thing you'd see when you walked into that room.
And Vicki's yeah. home is the perfect example of simple elegance.
Mm-hmm. It was heavy Tuscan.
It was very heavy Tuscan, very dark, a lot of heavy stone, dark gold walls. And for instance, you asked me what simple elegance is. Mm-hmm. Creamy walls, taking wood as beams. Wood mm-hmm. beams are beautiful against a nice creamy white wall, and then soft wood floors. I mean, mm-hmm. that to me is simple elegance. And mm-hmm. then you just elaborate with soft furnishings mm-hmm. on top of that. So just a little touch of woods makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And again, we were talking about textures. Hey, Vicki, we've run out of time, darn it, for this segment. This is Carol Royce. I'm here with you every single Sunday afternoon. We're talking with Nadia Simon today. Nadia, give your phone number one more time.
602-909-4669.
Okay, good. If you'd like to talk with Nadia, we highly recommend her.
We do. You can always reach out to the Carol Royce team, too, and we can put you in touch with Nadia, or just give Carol a call if you're thinking about buying or selling a home. We'd love to work with you at the Carol Royce team. 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I am in the studio with Vicki Middlebrook and Josh Collum. And Vicki, I know that Nadia has designed your home and my home, and it was great to hear her. She's just been back from market and see what exciting things she's had to share.
That's right. And she also did Josh's house here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, did we get the family discount? We have to ask her about that. Hey, Vic, let's just talk a little bit about what's going on in our local Arizona real estate market. It appears to me when I'm just out there looking at inventory, I'm seeing more for sale signs in neighborhoods. Josh, I know you've got a property in Tempe, and as I was driving through that neighborhood, I saw four signs for sale. So that's an anomaly. We didn't see that back in January or back in October. October of last year. So it appears there's more inventory. Does your report indicate that at all?
We are seeing inventory go up, and you know, some of the sales have been reflecting the last 30 days that sales were up. However, this week we kind of saw, you know, numbers drop a little bit weekly sales. So if I dive into this week's report, all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa now Crowley's.
Currently, in the luxury, there's 2,495 luxury homes for sale, priced from $1 million to a high of $75 million. So that number's up with inventory. The current average price is $2.92 million, with average days on market 106.
Days on market are lengthening.
Yes. Okay. 134 properties are getting ready to come on the market with an average price point of $2.96 million. Under contract, though, that number is strong and healthy. We have 1,019 luxury properties priced from $1 million to a high of $30.6 million in escrow. That means buyers are on them. The average price for those homes, $2.27 million, with days on market averaging 87 days.
That's short.
Sold closed escrow, we had 109 homes closed in our MLS just since last week's show. The closed escrow price from $950,000 to a high of $9.3 million. The current yearly 2024 average price sold luxury property in our valley right now is $1.9 million, with days on market averaging 76 days. Since the first of the year, we've had 962 luxury homes close escrow.
That's a lot.
Highest year to date, $11.65 million.
Well, wait until that $30 million one closes.
Right. Now, if we take a look at the $1.5 million and above, there's been 485 year-to-date with the average price point of $2.6 million, and those days on market are averaging 79 days.
That's still fast. It's still fast. 79 days, you know, just under 3 months. That's still fast for these properties to come on the market, Josh, and to get a contract on them.
It is. I mean, the luxury market is at the benefit of still having quite a bit of cash in that arena.
And oh, yeah, I agree.
Comparatively, when we take a look at the luxury market 10 years ago, I mean, we saw way longer numbers than that. So it is, it's moving along.
We have a very healthy luxury market. We really do. There's more and more of these ultra, ultra high-end homes coming on the market. And boy, I'm telling you what, Vicki. Garages and space in the backyard and amenities. It's not just the house anymore. It is the lifestyle. People are buying a lifestyle.
Right. It's more what cool things can they add to the property and the features when entertaining or parking their luxury vehicles. So we're seeing all kinds of amazing things. And then we're seeing security systems. We're seeing, you know, where people are spending sometimes $500,000 just on the security system that they have in some of these ultra luxury properties. So when you take a look at everything that goes into these properties, yep, it's pretty spectacular.
Hey, can we talk a little bit about that one in Gilbert, Arizona? Now, Gilbert, again, is known as kind of a suburb of Phoenix. $20 million. It's got an archery range. It's got a go-kart range. It's got a 4,000 square foot spa, day spa. Could you do that, Vic?
Absolutely.
Right there, just walk out your kitchen and into your own day spa. Sounds pretty good.
Would that be nice.
Now let's talk about amazing property that we have over in that McDowell Mountain Ranch neighborhood. This has amazing mountain views, but also this is a golf community. So if you like to golf, there's definitely a lot of golf for you.
It's a lifestyle community.
It's a lifestyle community, from the rec house, the community tennis courts, and the different, you know, activities that they have
hiking
for you
and biking
there in McDowell Mountain Ranch. But this one just had a price correction. It's now at $2,695,000. It's four bedrooms with one in the casita. Would be great for guests, studio, or office. Again, expansive mountain views. When you go in that backyard and you have the outdoor fireplace, the pool, and the spa, and you just see views and views. And at night, you can catch some of those city lights twinkling. So this is a beautiful home in a gated community. So reach out to us if you're looking for a home that has views as well as a well-appointed floor plan.
Yeah, that's great. So we do have some very special properties on the market. And Josh, you were talking earlier about that $30 million house with the 12-car garage and perched high upon a mountaintop. I mean, it's almost L.A. pricing. Can you even imagine that in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona?
It's crazy, but Phoenix has all sorts of different pricings, you know, luxury in every city. And all sorts of product. I mean, and like Phoenix, we here at the Carol Royce team do all pricing, corners of the valley. We know real estate, and we're here to help.
Well, to that point, we have one of our clients, he called me just last week and sold his house, sold them a new house, and we're on the fourth child now, the fourth child of selling them a house. So it's generational. And they're looking for $400,000, and he said to me, I bet you can't even find them anything. And I said, oh, yes, we can, Daryl. We can find them something. And so you're right, from $400,000, Josh, to $40 million.
We've got it all. Well, and I know I was speaking with Vicky earlier, and, you know, there is still affordability here in the Valley. I think a lot of people feel that they may have been priced out of the market, but when you take a look at a lot of these condos and townhomes that are out there in the Valley, I mean, there's still ways to get into real estate, and you can segue your way in that way.
That's right. So if we take a look at townhomes, condos, patio homes, including lofts.
So let's just define that. So what's a condo, Vicky? You've got a neighbor above or below you, right? A townhouse, you have adjoining walls, but nobody above you or below you. And a patio home would be a small, would be a house on a lot where you don't have adjoining walls or you don't have a neighbor above or below you. So now go ahead, because now we just need to define that.
Okay, so the average list price for those right now are running at $416,000. However, if you take a look at what's actually closing, those are averaging $349,849. So that is affordability. Mm-hmm. 184 units closed just since last week's show. So I thought that I would bring this onto the air so our listeners could understand. Maybe you think you've been priced out of a single family home, but there's all different types of properties out there that are still affordable.
Well, and it's not your forever home. And you hear people say that we need, this is our forever home. Well, rarely is it, right, Vicki?
Right. And a lot of times, second home buyers that come into the Valley, they love buying these type of properties because some of them are in gated communities, so they can have that lock and go lifestyle and not have the yard maintenance, because most of the time the HOA is taking care of that.
Well, and it's a great product for Josh for your first time home buyers too. Whether you're a single professional or you're a family, you know, just to get into home ownership, a condo or a townhouse or a patio home can certainly serve that purpose.
Well, and again, I mean, there's so much diversity in product here in the Valley. So when it comes to your needs, I've heard some people, you know, want to dismiss the townhouses and the patio homes because they're like, oh, we need a yard for the dog. Well, there's plenty that do have yards and can be workable. Some
dog
people,
park.
Exactly. Some people, like you said, Vicki, you know, want that turnkey, able to lock and leave security. And
or
again,
if you're a busy professional, maybe a young couple just married or a single person, and you just don't want to spend your weekends doing yard work, it could be the perfect lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. So there's some great options there for sure.
So I'm going to go ahead and dive into this week's Under a Million report. So all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, the active for sales are 9,038 with an average price point of $539,917. The days on market are averaging 70 days.
Fast.
Coming soon, we have 562 properties getting ready to hit the market. Some are allowing showings today. That average price point is $567,774. And under contract and escrow, these homes have buyers on them going through their inspections and getting financing or if they're cash. We currently have 6,055 of those homes. The average price point, $511,674, and days on market, 59 days. Now, if we look at what closed escrow just since last week's show, this number's down. 859 homes closed escrow. The average list price was $501,771. However, the average closed price was $495,516, a difference of $6,255. Josh, that number's down.
Mm-hmm.
The negotiation number has dropped because that number was running in the over 7,000 range. And so we are still seeing the market is moving. We are seeing a little bit of inventory rising. Sales were down this week from where we were last week, but we'll have to see how things go next week.
It's interesting because we've said that the negotiation range would probably come down as the market gets a little more aggressive and competitive.
Right.
But what I find fascinating is that, you know, the past couple of years we've had about, when we were in a hot market, we had about, you know, 2,000 active listings and 8,000 pendings.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm. But
that
we've averaged crazy. About 12,000 homes either active or mm-hmm. under contract at the same
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got about 15,000. So there is more inventory out there. So I'm curious to see how that's going to affect the negotiations going forward.
Yeah.
Right. We'll have to just keep watching. That's why it's important to tune in each and every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on the Carol Race Real Estate Show, because we want you to be educated on our local Arizona real estate market. It's been an awesome show today. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be with you next weekend. Remember, your home sold guaranteed or Carol will buy it. Pick up the phone. Give her a call today, 480-776-5231. That's 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com.
And remember, don't sit on the fence. If you need to go out and buy a home, go buy a home. If you need to sell a home, then get your home on the market. There's no better time than springtime in Arizona. See you next week.